Make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation.
The top six attractions that make you laugh at the Magic Kingdom. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode number 36 of the World of Walt podcast. Make the most of your Walt Disney World vacation for the week of August 30th, 2015. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans, whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a little bit of Disney magic. Before we dive into today's topic, please stick around until the end of the show. I've got some information on how we can stay in touch and some important details on how you can win a great prize just for listening. It's been said that a cheerful heart is good medicine, and one of the best places I know to get a good dose of good cheer is Walt Disney World. Disney does an amazing job of combining story, technology, and yes, a good dose of humor to create some of the most entertaining and just plain out fun attractions, shows, and experiences everywhere, all while keeping it family friendly. This is true in all of the parks, but today we're going to focus on just one of them and take a look at the top six attractions that make you laugh at the Magic Kingdom. To help me explore this topic today, I'd like to welcome someone who's been known to enjoy a good belly laugh from time to time, Kathleen Wolf. Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Herb. It's great to be here.
Glad to have you back. So I think everyone enjoys laughing, and I was interested to take a look at all the places at the Magic Kingdom where you can get a few chuckles in.
Yeah, that there are plenty of places, and you're right, I do enjoy a good belly laugh, one a day, as the doctor recommended for me.
That's good. That's good. I would save that prescription note just in case you need it one of these days. All right, good. Well, before we get into the topic for today, I'd like to start off with the evil warm-up question. It's easy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
If you had wings, or Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin?
Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, hands down. I've gotten the high score. My husband can't beat me no matter how hard he tries, so that wins for me.
Oh, so it's not about the attraction at all, but it's about womping on your spouse. I get it.
I am fiercely competitive.
That's good. You know, if I had to pick between the two, I would probably select Buzz as well. I think they did a great job of combining characters and interaction and a fun design. I do have fond memories, though, of If You Had Wings way back in the day, sponsored by Eastern Airlines. A classic Disney dark ride, which opened not too long after the park did in June of 72. Is eventually replaced by a very similar attraction, Delta Dreamflight. But the current spot occupied with Buzz Lightyear, it's a winner.
I don't think I've ever honestly been on If I Had Wings. I'm trying to think back. I was in Magic Kingdom in 1977 and then again in 1983, but unless it just didn't make that much of an impression on me, I honestly don't recall it. I have to look it up.
Yeah, I saw that If You Had Wings was open from 72 to 89, and I think one of the most memorable parts of it was the theme song, which, If You Had Wings, Had Wings, Had Wings. I won't sing the whole thing. Everybody will be slamming down their iPhones, but
I'll have a good belly laugh with me.
That was one of the most interesting parts of the attraction, though, was the theme song that went along with it.
I wondered, have you ever looked on YouTube? Is there a ride-through video of it? Do you know?
There are, yes. I did check that out. So
I'll check it out.
Yeah, the 70s and the 80s, you know, they weren't the height of high technology. A lot of the ride was done with projections, but it was well done and it was fun, and it got you out of the air condition or out of the heat and into the air conditioning. So it was a good deal.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Good. All right. So we are going to go on to our list, top six attractions that make you laugh at the Magic Kingdom. And Kathleen, number one is over to you.
Okay. Well, my number one choice for the top attractions that make you laugh at the Magic Kingdom would have to be the Jungle Cruise. Now, some people say that ride is dated. And okay, you know, maybe it is, but I still ride it every time. It cracks me up every time. And I think it would crack you up, too. Without trying to spoil it for anyone who maybe, you know, is going to Walt Disney World and hasn't experienced the attraction yet, the laughs for me start in the queue. The whole premise behind the attraction is that you're heading into the Amazon, the rainforest. It's very treacherous. And there are all sorts of signs and indications that those who have gone before you on this expedition have not returned. Mm-hmm. So definitely keep an eye out and pay attention to the signage and the notes. And actually, there's also a radio program that's playing overhead if you listen closely. I believe the DJ's name is Albert Awol, the voice of the jungle, and he says some pretty funny things. And occasionally you'll hear some various radio transmissions from presumably British colonists about the dangers of the Amazon that you're about to run into on your own journey, just to, you know, get you a little nervous. So after the queue line, when you're about to, you know, embark on your adventure, you have to check out the names on the boats. I mean, even those are, you know, funny. The ones that stick out in my head, of course, for me, would be Amazon Annie, because that's what we used to call my grandmother. So, yeah. And only because we saw this boat. We were on vacation, and she was staying home with, I guess she was watching the dogs. And her name is Annie, so we saw the boat, and like, oh, Amazon Annie, we have to call her and tell her what we saw. So Amazon Annie, Congo Connie, Genghis Gertie, Senegal Sal, I mean, they all have unique names. So that in itself is pretty funny, at least to me, because, you know, you just realize, oh, I see what you did there. But the biggest laughs on this attraction have to come from the skipper's dialogue, which, how do I explain that? It's a constant stream of corny, yet witty and comical banter that can make you both laugh out loud and groan simultaneously. It's a ton of fun, great one-liners, and some that maybe take a little while for you to understand the punchline. But it's a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, just good family-friendly. And, I don't want to ruin anything from anybody, but when you do return to the dock, and as you disembark, watch your head, and watch your language. You know, it's those types of little one-liners that catch you off guard. You don't really realize that you heard something funny until you step back a second and say, oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah. I think the Jungle Cruise deserves the number one spot on this list. And I have never been on the Jungle Cruise where I didn't get a skipper who gave it his or her all. You know, I can imagine that they deliver that spiel, which is just chock full of puns. I love puns. They deliver it time and time again, but they always give it their all. And really, it's not like, oh, look over here, it's the point. I mean, they're really into it. And I always appreciate that about the skippers on the Jungle Cruise.
I agree. I mean, they do it time and time again. And, you know, it probably gets a little old for them, but they never make you feel that way. And kudos to them for that.
I agree, yes. One of the interesting tidbits I found out about the Jungle Cruise was a story in Disney lore that the Jungle Cruise, we can thank for the concept of plussing. The story goes that Walt Disney was around the Jungle Cruise attraction at Disneyland and heard a guest say, oh, I don't have to go on that attraction, I've already been on it. And he heard that and thought, you know, I need to change up these attractions to make sure there's always something new and interesting for people to hear. So we can thank Walt and the Jungle Cruise for the concept of plussing.
That's great. Great story. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. All right, number one, Jungle Cruise. So number two is over to me. I am going to go over to Tomorrowland and an attraction that's set up as a comedy club. You would hope there would be a few good laughs, and there are. Of course, I'm talking about the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor.
Of course.
I love the interactive nature of the Laugh Floor, especially when they pick out that guy.
Oh, have you ever been that guy?
No, I've been the guy who dances once, but I've never been that guy.
That's fantastic.
And so that guy is the one who's sort of the punchline throughout the show where they call on him and they say, I know what I'm going to do for Halloween. I'm going to dress up like that guy. And then they show the picture of that guy on the screen. It's just a great running joke throughout it. They pick someone else out of the audience to say, and here's someone who's going to treat everyone to churros. And then you see the reaction of the guy's face or the lady's face. And you know, I love the technology behind it as well. Back in 2008, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor was honored for outstanding visual effects in a special venue project. It really uses some great technology to really bring animated characters to life in real time, which is amazing. So yeah. Not only is it a good laugh, but it's an amazing attraction from a technology standpoint, too.
Absolutely. And I love how you can suggest jokes for them to talk about inside. You know, you can text your own jokes. We did that one time, and I think it was a peanut joke. This peanut walks into a bar. He was assaulted, you know, something silly like that. But it made it, and my daughter was in seventh heaven.
I remember one, how do you get a Kleenex to dance?
I know the answer to that.
Go ahead. Say it.
Put a little boogie in it.
There you go. Yeah, they've got great corny jokes in that. And I think the fact that you can text in a joke was and still is pretty innovative. I think the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor was a great example of how Disney started to build interactivity into its attractions with the texting, with picking people out of the audience. It was really a star for getting more people involved in the attraction in the show as opposed to just watching it.
Absolutely. It's so much fun.
It is. All right, that was number two. So number three, Kathleen, we're back over to you.
Back to me. Okay, we're going to head over to Frontierland and take the plunge on Splash Mountain. For me, okay, there aren't many jokes, but whatever potential drenching is involved, it's hilarious. I could be riding that attraction with the person I most love in this world, but I hope they get it more than I do. The attraction is adorable. You know, there are some comic visuals between Br'er Rabbit, Br'er Fox, Br'er Bear, but for me, it's really about the water, that final drop, seeing who in your party got it the worst, and, you know, of course, that glorious photo that gets snapped at just the right time when you get down there and, you know, after you're soaked and dripping, you walk over to that screen to see the picture, and it really helps separate the men from the boys because you can see who's panicking, who's having a great time, who's closing their eyes. And it's hilarious. And as you wait for your own photograph and you see, you know, other people's photos, some of them are priceless. Priceless laughing happens there. Of course, you know, it's not so funny if it's cold outside and you're soaking wet or if you're heading to a nice sit-down dinner. So you may want to prepare yourself with a poncho in those cases. But otherwise, just go on the ride, enjoy it, have some laughs. And if you get soaked, so be it.
I like Splash Mountain, too. And, you know, sometimes you get a little wet. I haven't really gotten doused on it. But just as much fun as riding is standing there and watching people come down the flume at the end and just their reactions and who's getting wet and who's not getting wet. So
who's screaming.
Yeah, exactly. So even if you have no interest on going on a lava flume ride, just standing there and watching it can be a ton of fun.
I don't know how you escape not getting soaked. I get drenched every time. Maybe I'm bringing it on myself because I want to see other people get drenched. I don't know. But that's kudos to you because I'm always wet on that ride.
Yeah, I guess it's luck of the draw. You know, I love the story behind Splash Mountain, too. Disney Imagineer Tony Baxter was trying to look for a way to pull people into the Disneyland section of the park called Bear Country, and at the same time being able to use some leftover audio animatronics from an attraction that was shut down called America Sings. And so, what is that? Mother of necessity?
Necessity is the mother of all inventions.
Yeah, there you go. So that's how it came together. So, and now we have the fun of Splash Mountain.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, so that was number three. Number four is back over to me. I am going to stay in Frontierland and go to a classic Disney attraction, the Country Bear Jamboree. It is good down-home fun. I love the corny jokes. I love the crazy songs. The characters in the show are just great. Country Bear Jamboree opened on opening day, October 1st, 1971. And it has been going strong ever since. It was reworked not too long ago, a few years back, and I was on pins and needles to find out whether or not Disney was going to cut out Mama Don't Whip Little Buford. And I was so happy they kept that song in. Even if it's politically incorrect, it's a ton of fun, and I love Country Bear Jamboree.
I do, too. It is so sweet, and it's so classic. I mean, there are very few rides there that you can say were there when, you know, the park opened or, you know, is not so different as when the park opened. That's one of them, and I really enjoyed it, and I hadn't been on it in quite some time. I think when we took my daughter there when she was about four, I went somewhere else and my husband took her, so I missed it then. And then maybe it was being refurbished another time. So we went about 2 years ago again, and we just all enjoyed it. Yeah, it's corny, it's a little dated, but you know, to me, it's just classic Disney.
Yeah, I think so too. It always makes me just a little sad when I go there and it's not full. Everyone, give the Country Bear Jamboree a second shot. It's fun. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, and it's got air conditioning.
Exactly. And singing bears. I mean, what could be better than air conditioning?
What else could you ask for?
And singing bears. All right, that was number four. So, Kathleen, we are over to you for number five.
Okay, number five. Maybe this isn't your traditional, you know, funny attraction, but I'm going to go over to Liberty Square and say Haunted Mansion. Grim, grinning ghosts, what more do I need to say? The Haunted Mansion has always been, even since she was four on her first trip to Disney World, my daughter's absolute favorite. She loves to be scared, but not too scared. Mm-hmm. She likes it when you scare her and you smile. So this attraction definitely makes the list for me for many reasons. The cast members are phenomenal in staying in character and delightfully gloomy and telling you to get into the dead center of the room. I mean, it's just such a great experience, especially for people who want to go into a haunted mansion type ride or a haunted house type ride, but really do get scared. You don't need that. You don't need to terrify people like in some of the other theme parks. And even before you experience the cast members, if you just take a look at the surroundings in the queue, now they've added an interactive queue in the last few years, which is fun, but even in the beginning, it was just the tombstones with the creative and fun epitaph that make you, you know, giggle or chuckle. And there's even one that may be looking back at you while you wait online. But as you enter, one of the funny first things you are doing once they say get in the dead center of the room, you're in this room inside the mansion and you're looking at all this artwork hanging on the walls, and the room starts to stretch and these paintings reveal horrible yet somehow comical ways that people perished. It's funny, and I think that it is masterful how they can turn something scary into something that I would consider funny. Even Master Gracie, your ghost host, has his own witty narrative throughout the attraction that makes you chuckle a few times. And of course, there are those not-so-scary ghostly visuals at every turn. But for me, the biggest laughs have to come at the end with the hitchhiking ghosts. I don't really want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't experienced the ride, but do pay close attention toward the end of your ride because someone may try to come home with you. But it's all in good fun. We go on that attraction multiple times each visit, and I highly recommend it.
I think that's a great addition to our list. It's not one that I would have thought to put on initially, but there are so many gags throughout the Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, starting in the graveyard, here lies good old Fred, a great big rock fell on his head. There's just humor sprinkled throughout, and it's kind of a nice balance to the grim nature of the cast members and the pieces that aren't too scary, but you know, are a little bit scary. So
yeah, they can be.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good addition to the list. All right. Haunted Mansion. Number six, we're over to me. I'm going to run back over to Tomorrowland and one of my favorite classic Disney attractions of all time. Started out at the 1964 World's Fair. Of course, I'm talking about the beloved Carousel of Progress. I love the Carousel of Progress for so many reasons. It's a classic. It seems like it's been there forever. Well, it more or less has been there forever. But it combines so many things that Disney does well. The technology that they had to create at that time was just extraordinary back in 1964. I think the theater system, I've talked about that on other podcasts, is really, really interesting and does a good job. I think, too, that there's a lot of humor in the Carousel of Progress. So some of my favorite lines are things like, we're remodeling our basement as something called a rumpus room, and Dad just got paint all over Mom's rumpus room. And the other one from Mom, I love this line, well, ovens don't just clean themselves, you know, dear.
Right.
So there are so many chuckles in the Carousel of Progress. And on top of that, it sort of teaches us a little bit of a history lesson. And I think Disney does that better than anyone else. I've never heard a kid say, hey, let's go learn about the history of electricity, or let's go learn about the history of the Office of the Presidency of the United States. I mean, people don't do that, but no. Disney has an amazing way to combine story and a little bit of education and humor to make something really unique.
They do. They really do. It's quite impressive when you take a step back and think, wow, you know, we just were taught something and we had a great time and I'll remember it forever.
Yeah.
You can't get that from a textbook.
Exactly right. Yep. I always say, I wish my fifth grade classroom was more like the Hall of Presidents. I might've enjoyed history a little more, but that's a bit much to ask. All right. So we got through the top six attractions that make you laugh at the Magic Kingdom. Number one, the Jungle Cruise. Number two, Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. Number three, Splash Mountain. Four, Country Bear Jamboree. Five, The Haunted Mansion. And six, The Carousel of Progress. Good list. Thanks very much, Kathleen.
So. Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
So tell me, how can people get in touch with you and hear about what you're up to?
They can visit me on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Disney. They can go to my website, www.getdowntodisney.com. And also, I host live Q&A on all things Disney with a panel of Disney travel professionals on select Wednesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come on to the website, check it out, and we look forward to seeing you.
And those are a lot of fun. I know I've mentioned this before. It's like Disney from a fire hose. It's great. There's so much conversation happening in such a short period of time, but a ton of fun.
Great. Thank you. Yes, you were our guest on our business meetings a couple of times, I believe. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, I did. It was a lot of fun. I recommend it. Okay, Kathleen, thanks very much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Herb.
Well, we've made it through the list of the top six attractions that make you laugh at the Magic Kingdom, but our conversation isn't over. I would love to hear what you think. Something you can add to the list? Maybe a different idea? Let us know what you think by visiting the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/36. That page works great for smartphones, tablets, and desktops. Leave your comments in the comments section and check out what other people are saying as well. I'd love to thank everyone who's been in touch with me, like Anne, who recently said, I love the things you offer. Always read your site. Thanks, Anne. I'd love to hear from you, too. It's easy to get in touch with me. Let me know what you think about today's show, or just stop by and say hi. You can send an email to me, info@worldofwalt.com. Leave a voicemail message at 407-391-5023. Leave an online voicemail message for me at worldofwalt.com/voicemail, or follow me on social media, facebook.com/worldofwalt or pinterest.com/worldofwalt. If you like today's podcast, I would love it if you would rate and review it on iTunes. You can get easy to follow instructions on how to do just that at worldofwalt.com/iTunes. If you thought today's podcast was a stinker, then you don't have to rate it on iTunes. I'd like to invite you to enter a very special contest that's open to the people who listen to this podcast and visit the show notes page. Head over to the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/36, and there you can enter to win a $100 Disney gift card. It's easy to enter by following the simple directions on that page, and it's my way of saying thanks for listening. To wrap up today, I would like to give you a heartfelt thank you for spending a little bit of your time with me. I'd also like to thank everyone who is the worldofwalt.com site. There, you can find interesting Disney articles, enter sweepstakes for amazing Disney prizes, and chat with other folks who like Disney in the forums and in the comment sections. By listening here and by visiting the site, you allow me to share the fun of Disney with you. And that's pretty cool. Thank you for being a part of it. So until next time, my friend, may God bless you.
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.